In the Grand Central Terminal in New York City, on the ceiling there's painted the sky. And if you take a look at it and study it just a little bit, you would notice that it's a little different. The sky is painted backwards. The artist painted a small painting of the sky and used that to paint it on the ceiling. And when he did that, he inverted it, going from here to there, making a mirror image of his painting. Anybody that's ever cut a hole in sheetrock for a light fixture in the ceiling has maybe made that mistake in their life. I see a few smiles. I just did it the other day, insulating the ceiling in my garage as well. It's an easy mistake. Well, this artist, having the gift of gab, said, well, I did that because I want the sky to look like God is looking down on the earth. Of course, the only problem with that is you're on the earth looking up at the ceiling, and when you look at the ceiling, there's no earth in the sky. Anyway, today's gospel brings a lot of, not a lot, but for some people brings a problem because Jesus says very clearly that this generation, the generation he is speaking to, will not pass before all these things happen. We look at the night sky and we see the stars. But these things are supposed to happen. But the Christians of the day understood exactly what Jesus was talking about. He had two prophecies he was talking about. Yes, one is the end of all time, the end of the world. But he was also talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, and more specifically, the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. And the way the temple is designed, and a lot of people through antiquity, we've forgotten. Although if you can stay awake through Deuteronomy, you will find that the temple is actually a model of the heavens and the earth. The heaven being the Holy of Holies. And that is heaven. It's where God resides. And separating the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple was the temple veil. And on that veil, they had embroidered the sky, the stars of the heavens, the sun and the moon. And I suspect if you looked at it from the Holy of Holies, it was backward, like God looking down on the earth. And if you looked at it from the other side, looking toward heaven, you would see the night sky as you would see it. So when the destruction in 70 AD happened in Jerusalem and of the temple, you would have seen the stars falling from the sky in the temple as the veil was torn down and ripped down and the temple itself was destroyed. The sun and the moon and the stars all fell from the sky. The Christians of that day fully understood this. In fact, when the destruction of Jerusalem happened, there weren't any Christians in Jerusalem. They had all fled to the hills. They saw the signs, like the leaves sprouting on a fig tree. They knew what was happening, and they left. They took Jesus at his word. He was not mistaken that these things would happen. He wasn't mistaken about the destruction of the temple of Jerusalem, and he's not mistaken about when the end time, that there will be an end of the world. He knows what he's talking about. And the Christians took him at his word. When Jesus said, "Come, follow me," they came and followed him. When Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven," their sins were forgiven. When Jesus said, "This is my body," they knew the real presence of Jesus in the body and blood. When Jesus said, "I baptize you, go out baptizing others in the name of the Father and in the Son and of the Holy Spirit," they went out baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Christians knew they could trust Jesus in his word because they could see his words coming true in their presence. When Jesus says, "Take and eat, this is my body," the Christians knew that taking and eating was bringing Jesus into their lives and having them with him forever, and they with him. Jesus is present in the tabernacle and on the altar today. And because Jesus can be trusted, we know that we can come forward, receive him into our lives, and live our lives for Jesus.